start by the prize of the Banque de France Foundation, which will be given by Benoît Beaujean, director at the Banque de France.
Bonjour à tous. C'est un grand honneur pour moi d'attribuer. It's a great honor for me to grant me the prize of the Fondation Banque de France. It's a foundation founded by Banque de France to support economic research in monetary economics and finance. And among the operations that we do every day, every year, we are granting a prize to the best PhD that was defended in the last 12 months. I chaired the jury of this year's prize, and actually we got an increase both in quality and in the quantity of applications. I think it's of the order of 50% increase in the number of PhD which competed for this prize this year. And basically, there were two PhD that were outstanding in two very different topics, actually, as you will see. And so, exceptionally, this year, the jury, after checking with the Fondation that it was okay from a budget point of view, decided to award two prizes. And I think it is the first time ever that the Fondation awards two prizes. So I will call in turn the two laureates of this year, AFSE, Fondation Banque de France Award. So the first laureate is Sophie Ozotimein. Sophie has defended a PhD on aggregate fluctuations and market frictions, the role of firm and job flows. And as it is a tradition, Sophie, you have the floor to tell the audience about this work of yours.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure and it's a great honor to be here and to receive this prize from the Fondation Banque de France. Let me tell you a few words about my research. My thesis is about the business cycle. I'm interested in, I try to understand the mechanisms that are behind expansions and recessions, and I'm also interested in seeing the effects of those fluctuations on social welfare. I find it fascinating to see how small and transitory shocks can have large and persistent fluctuation in the economy, and I think that to understand how those small shocks can amplify and be propagated in the system, I think it's very important to look at market frictions and to look at the constraints that firms and households, that firms and workers face when they borrow, when they hire or when they want to work. So those financial and labor market frictions are key if you want to understand business cycle. So those questions are traditionally addressed by looking at a representative agent model. So the business cycle is explained via the interactions between the decision of the firm and the decision of the worker. So what I do in my thesis and the originality of my approach is to look not only at the impact of shocks on the decision of firms and workers, but also how these shocks affect the number of firms and workers in the economy. So I look at how business cycle shocks affect job and firm creation and destruction. And I show that taking into account those creation and destruction flows are important to help us better understand the business cycle. But it has allowed me to identify a new propagation and amplification mechanism as well as new sources of business cycle costs. I did my this research. I've not done it alone. I would like to use this opportunity to thank my co-authors. So, special thanks to Francesco Papada, François Lango, and also Jean-Louis Héro, who was also my advisor. And again, thank you very much.